If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
Shoulder, still beyond that stop and go around toward Georgia Avenue, getting into town. It's been quite a trip this morning. Earlier, crash investigation wrapped up 295 south at East Capitol Street. So we had the heavy volume and then the backups and the delay, 50 right at the exit to go on to that stretch. 270 in Urbana, crash cleared out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-40s, windy with more clouds coming in later today. Tonight, cloudy early, partly cloudy later, down to 31 degrees. The wind's still gusty, especially early. We'll go through Thursday with gusty winds in the afternoon, a few clouds and sunshine, 52, and then colder again Friday. Windy, cloud, sun, highs low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Leesburg, 28 in Bowie, 33 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. 1 month after the Florida school shootings, they are back in the spotlight on Capitol Hill today. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Happy Wednesday morning, 7:07 here on WMAL. Joining us at 8:05, it's Eli Lake from Bloomberg News. We'll discuss the shakeups at the White House, Tillerson, Pompeo, and when the music stops, everybody sits down in a seat. At 8:35, Sarah Carter, she has two very interesting reports coming out that actually just released that we're going to talk to her about regarding some information not being released. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnades.
Good morning. You know, a lot of questions about how we secure our schools, how we take care of our kids in the wake of all these shootings that we see. To join us now for answers on that, Representative Don Bacon from Nebraska. Congressman, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Really glad to have you here because, you know, we constantly, we're always talking to lawmakers about this, and a lot of people are always taking on Congress because, you know, we turn to the government in times of tragedy. A lot of people do, and they're like, man, look at all this inaction. Can't the government do something about it? And a lot of people channel that energy into specifically gun control, but you're doing something a little bit different. Tell us about what you and the Main Street Caucus are up to.
Well, you know, there's different ways to go after this gun violence problem, especially with what we saw with the school shootings. And you're right, a lot of people gravitate towards the gun control issue, but that's very partisan. It's a lot of disagreement there, but there's other areas that I think we can get bipartisan support in, and one of those is doing more to secure our schools. I think no matter what we do in gun control, we have to realize there's 300 million guns out there, and if, you know, some had their way, we had AR-15s banned or whatever some of these people want, our schools would still be vulnerable. So I think that we can do a lot to make our schools a harder, you know, harder target, deter people from trying to, you know, target our kids in our school. So today we'll be voting on the Stop School Violence Act, and it helps put in infrastructure into the schools. You know, it could be metal detectors, could be a, you know, each school has a chance to determine what they need. But also gives training to the students so that they know if they see someone that's saying they're violent, say they put a YouTube video saying they're intending to do violence, the kids will be trained to know who to report to. The police will be partnering with the schools, and they'll know how to respond. They'll make more clear guidelines on how do you take guns away from a family where the kids, where the child is acting violent or talking violence. And so it builds a partnership between law enforcement and the schools. It offers more infrastructure to the schools. And I think this is just a start. There's other things that we can do, but this is, I think, a good first step, and we'll be voting on the House on this bill today.
That bill is, if I'm understanding you correctly, would at its core block grant funding to states to basically say, do what you will with this money to secure your schools.
That's right. And it's two-part. It has the infrastructure part, but also has a training part so that children or students will know what to do if they hear a fellow student expressing violence. And I think it's a two-pronged thing that this bill has. I don't think this is the end-all be-all either. There's more that we can do. There's a Secure Our Schools Act that puts more infrastructure communications between the school and the police. I was the five-time commander in the Air Force, and our goal is if we had a shooter on base, I was the commander at Ramstein Air Base and at Offutt Air Force Base, we wanted to take down that shooter within 5 minutes. But one of the goals of doing that is getting immediate communications to law enforcement so they can get there and take that shooter on. And the SOS Act, Secure Our Schools Act, puts in communications infrastructure to do that. I think we need more people in our schools that are trained on guns and that are willing to defend the schools. I met with 10 superintendents in Omaha, and they didn't want to arm teachers, but they said we need two or three people, but that's their job, and they're well-trained so that they can respond on the spot if a shooter, you know, a situation occurs. So there's a lot of different things we can work on here.
Yeah, I'll agree. I agree with you that I think we do need to make our schools more secure. I think that that's really important. But no one is addressing what I see to be a big part of this. And this is the idea of mental health, but also bullying. These kids
Absolutely.
Who bring these guns into schools are the, quote unquote, the weird kids, the creepy kid, the loner. We hear that description over and over and over again. You talk to parents. Bullying in schools, especially with social media, some of these kids are absolutely just vicious. And if we could address that issue, this is something that these kids who are walking out of school today can actually change on their own. And I don't see a lot addressing that.
So when I talked to the superintendents in Omaha, they said this is absolutely right what you're saying. That used to be when I was a kid, you know, you get bullying in school, but you go home and you felt more secure. But now on social media, the bullying goes on 24 hours a day, and it's taking more of a toll on our young folks who are the target of this. And to answer your question about mental health, I totally agree with you. That's a separate area versus hardening our schools. I support red flag legislation, and I'm co-sponsoring with a Democrat from California, Salud Carbajal, a bill that says if family or friends identify someone who is mentally ill, expressing violence, that they can report this to law enforcement. And then after a due process, you know, using our judicial system, those guns could be taken away from this person. And I think we want to protect law-abiding people's rights, Second Amendment rights, but we definitely want dangerous people not to have guns. And I think this red flag legislation helps us target people who are showing that they're threatening.
You can report them to the police, but I guess my point is, and mm-hmm. maybe I'm not articulating it, is that before it gets to that point with this kid right. talking about going into a school and shooting it up, this kid who has been bullied for years and years and years,
right.
where we need something where parents can say, look, my kid is being hammered on social media. My kid is being told to go kill himself. My kid is being, mm-hmm. you know, the weird kid, the creepy kid. Mm-hmm. Where do those parents get help to deal with that? That's where I think we're falling short. This is a new problem.
Well, I think that's a very good discussion that we need to have, and probably some better guidelines for schools. I don't know if it's a local or local, state or a federal thing, but we should have that discussion. I think you're absolutely right. Okay. And there needs to be a process for saying, hey, my child's been very bullied, and the school's got to respond.
Congressman.
I would embrace it.
The Congressman, the Stop School Violence Act, real quickly here, is supposed to be voted on today, you're saying. Are you seeing Democrats who are supportive of this? This seems like a common sense thing for kind of an across-the-board
Absolutely. Sport. I think this will be a bipartisan vote. I think it will be a suspension vote, meaning you have to have at least 2-1 voting, you know, in favor versus against. That means we'll have to have a lot of Democrats on board. I think it will be overwhelmingly a bipartisan thing. And I think this whole thing, you know, a lot of people do focus on gun control.
That's right.
But here's an area, school, you know, hardening our schools, securing our schools. I think that has support from across the aisle. And I think a lot of the mental health legislation will also have a lot of bipartisan support.
Well, I hope you can get something done here, Congressman. I really appreciate you joining us on Mornings on the Mall for your update on this. Please come back soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. 7:15 now on WMAL.
It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's on the 14th Street Bridge where crews have been dealing with a multi-car crash, and they're just reopening that left lane here moments ago. But the HOV lanes, this unusual backup, takes you out through Landmark. So everyone heading off the Beltway through Landmark and across the 14th Street Bridge, pretty much a solid lineup, but improvement on the way, even though it's going to take a while to clear out those delays. Now, let's get you around the Beltway through Annandale. That's really about the heaviest stretch of the Virginia Beltway beyond still looks good. 66 over to the Legion Bridge. 66 just been about the volume this morning. I don't have any incidents there. Now, Maryland, top side of the Beltway, University Boulevard, that crash now out of the travel lanes. That was in the backup as you head from 95 and around to George Avenue. Interloop still in good shape. No problems on the Beltway through Largo over to Forestville looks good. Wilson Bridge backups before St. Barnabas Road. Heading out of the West Friendship area, just checking out heavy delays on 32. Heading past Glen Elg and down toward Clarksville. That delay takes you just past Linden Church Road. Nothing reported along the way, just that heavy rush hour delay there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, windy with a mix of clouds and sun, a high of 44. Winds today could reach 35 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, windy with winds gusting occasionally over 40 miles an hour, low of 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, gusty winds again, just like today. And they'll develop during the afternoon with a high of 52. And currently in our nation's capital, 32 degrees at 716 on WMAL.
I've worked with Mike Pompeo now for quite some time. Tremendous energy, tremendous intellect. We're always on the same wavelength. The relationship has been very good, and that's what I need as Secretary of State. I wish Rex Tillerson well. Gina, by the way, who I know very well, who I've worked very closely, will be the first woman director of the CIA. She's an outstanding person who also I have gotten to know very well. So I've gotten to know a lot of people very well over the last year. And I'm really at a point where we're getting very close to having the cabinet and other things that I want. But I think Mike Pompeo will be a truly great Secretary of State. I have total confidence in him. And as far as Rex Tillerson is concerned, I very much appreciate his commitment and his service, and I wish him well. He's a good man.
That was the president shortly after his announcement yesterday, breaking the news during our show that he was replacing Rex Tillerson with the director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo. In the meantime, bringing the deputy director of the CIA up, Gina Haspel, who will become the first woman director of the CIA once everyone is confirmed by the Senate. This, the fact that Tillerson is leaving, has created a tremendous amount of drama. Rex Tillerson giving an emotional farewell yesterday, stepping up to the microphone. Here's what it sounded like.
What is most important is to ensure an orderly and smooth transition during a time that the country continues to face significant policy and national security challenges. As such, effective at the end of the day, I'm delegating all responsibilities of the Office of the Secretary to Deputy Secretary of State Sullivan. My commission as Secretary of State will terminate at midnight, March the 31st.
Well, that was made also that Tillerson did not thank Trump explicitly in his statement.
I close by thanking all for the privilege of serving beside you for the last 14 months. Importantly, to the 300 plus million Americans, thank you for your devotion to a free and open society, to acts of kindness towards one another, to honesty and the quiet hard work that you do every day to support this government with your tax dollars.
The reporting suggests that the president had a division with Tillerson on a bunch of policy issues. But recall, it was only a couple months ago that a personality issue emerged. And that was when Rex Tillerson had reportedly referred to the president behind closed doors to refer to him as a moron. Here's Rex Tillerson defending himself back then.
Did you address the main headline of this story that you called the president a moron? And if not, where do you think these reports or
I'm not going to deal with petty stuff like that. I mean, this is what I don't understand about Washington. Again, you know, I'm not from this place, but the places I come from, we don't deal with that kind of petty nonsense. And it is intended to do nothing but divide people. And I'm just not going to be part of this effort to divide this administration.
So despite that, there was also the policy differences. And this is what Jonathan Swan at Axios enumerated yesterday.
It started out on a bad foot with Rex Tillerson wanting to appoint, frankly, people who are not supportive of the president into senior roles. And look, there were other secretaries, cabinet secretaries, who tried the same thing, but eventually they took the message from White House personnel and then they did get in people who were more pro-Trump. Tillerson just dug his heels in and kept putting forward the same people. It caused huge strains with the White House. And then he fell out with Trump by being on the opposite side of Trump on just about every policy issue you can think of. He was against Trump's on the Iran deal. He was trying to press him to stay in the Iran deal. On the issue of Qatar, they fell out on the issue of Qatar. North Korea, if you remember, the president came out and said, don't waste your time, save your energy, Rex, with your negotiations. So if you did a tour around the world, it's actually, oh, sorry, by the way, Jerusalem, Rex and James Mattis argued against the decision to move the embassy, to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and to move the embassy.
They did not see eye to eye. And
do a tour of the world, and yeah. It is very hard to find an area or a policy issue on which they agreed.
It's one thing to have a team of rivals. It's quite another to have a diplomat who doesn't represent your views.
Right.
And that's what he's getting now in Mike Pompeo. So Mike Pompeo, who is going to be the outgoing CIA director, joining the administration now as Secretary of State, as once he's confirmed by the Senate. Pompeo has been very much a surrogate for Donald Trump. You hear him, you think this is Trump's position. And that's what the president clearly is looking for here.
Oh, absolutely. And you also have, with some of these changes, as the president said, he's closer to getting the cabinet that he wants, which I thought was funny because there's people all over now.
It's highly suggestive.
Is it me?
That's right. Everyone else on the lookout. Who is next as the president changes things up to his liking? 722 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. If you own a business, you owe it to yourself to switch to John Marshall Bank. Our banking solutions help you manage your cash flow more easily. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
I want to tell you about Thompson Creek. You hear me talk about Thompson Creek all the time because, you know what? In the summer, when you have to keep making it cooler and cooler and the air conditioner is working overtime, it's because all that cold air that you're paying for going out the windows and that hot air from outside's coming in. And in the winter, when you're sitting there in a room going, boy, it's chilly in here. I wonder why. It's because your windows aren't efficient. You need to replace them. Thompson Creek, by doing that, by getting your new windows through Thompson Creek, you're going to save money on those heating and cooling bills. And because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs those replacement windows, you don't pay the middleman markup. You're buying factory direct from a factory right here in our local area, so they are built locally. Every window and installation comes with the Thompson Creek No Hassle Warranty and Buyer Protection Guarantee. Protects you up to 50 years. Right now, they're going to let you save even more. On top of all of this, their biggest sale of the year has 25% off every window. That's more for your money. The biggest sale of the year equals the biggest savings for you. 25% off every single window. Call 855-57-CREEK now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster, power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. You can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business and your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/23/18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
It's the call you make to take control of your health.
Good morning, Princeton Longevity Center.
When you call Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading center for preventive medicine, preventing cancers and avoiding heart attacks before they strike. Princeton Longevity Center not only helps you prevent life-threatening illnesses, they can help you reduce the anxiety that comes from just not knowing enough about your health.
The very in-depth physical.
When you call, a coordinator will tell you about PLC's one-day comprehensive exam.
We do have even your blood blood tests back the same day.
At Princeton Longevity, you'll get the time and attention you need and the latest technology for taking control of your health.
But we can also do virtual colonoscopy with our scanner.
Now with offices in Fairfax, Virginia, staying well is even easier. Call today and ask about how to use your Flex or health savings account. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
And we do it all in one day.
888-8000-PLC.
725 net WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, here's the scoop. 395 HOV lanes. I'm looking at delays back near King Street. And the culprit of these backups was the earlier crash on the 14th Street Bridge, HOV side, but it has been cleared. It took a little while. We had a couple cars that were involved in that. So, again, it's going to be a little bit of an unusual backup for your HOV commuters coming in. Again, King Street to the 14th Street Bridge, lanes open. Main lines are going to be right around Landmark, Duke Street, to and across the 14th Street Bridge with that stop and go morning commute. Here we go, 270 South. In Urbana and Hyattstown still have the volume. Signs of the earlier crash long gone. Then Germantown into Rockville starting to fill in those backups down toward the lane divide. Coming in out of Annapolis and Bowie. Good morning, 50 in great shape. And then once you get inside the Beltway, it's that delay through Chevrolet that bogs us down onto DC 295. Had the earlier crash right near the exit to get onto 295 South. That had been along the left side. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly day today. You factor in the wind, and boy, is it going to feel brisk out there. Temperatures in the mid-40s. Winds gusting 25, 35 plus miles an hour. Increasing clouds, then cloudy early tonight. Windy early, then partly cloudy overnight. 31. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 32 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
Took a little longer than we thought, but we did it.
All right. That is Connor Lamb in Pennsylvania declaring victory for himself in that special election for the 18th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. President Trump went out and campaigned for his opponent, Rick Saccone, and we know Donald Trump Jr. was out there. Now, this race, they predicted, 6 points that Connor Lamb was going to lead, and he was going to win. That was the Monmouth poll, and we talked about that yesterday. Well, it's too close to call. However, it was a little bit under. It was 597 votes that they were apart. Now it is 641. So as they count the write-in ballots and they do some recounts here, it looks like Connor Lamb's lead is growing. 49.8% to 49.6%. So very, very close election, but still too close to call.
A lot of those absentee ballots from very Republican areas in that district. So we'll see.
Yeah, so it could be a while before we know who actually really won. 728 on WMAL.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail, so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine, for all of us, where together, we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just dial *ZIP, and when prompted, say talk. That's *ZIP. Keyword, talk. *ZIP. Keyword, talk.
Coming up on WMAL, President Trump visits the walls. 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The special congressional election in western Pennsylvania, still too close to call, but Democrat Connor Lamb is claiming victory.
Assuming the numbers prove his victory declaration valid, Connor Lamb is going to have to work in the House as he campaigned, pledging to barely have a party label. He's promised not to support Nancy Pelosi as Democratic leader. On issues, he speaks in generalities. Still, the AFL-CIO is claiming credit for his win, saying the path to power runs through the labor movement.
Bob Costantini, the family of murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich, is now suing Fox News over its now retracted report linking Rich to a WikiLeaks dump of DNC emails. The suit also names Fox reporter Malia Zimmerman and contributor Ed Butowski. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has called state lawmakers back to Richmond next month to pass a budget. That special session would take place April 11th. Lawmakers adjourned the regular session last weekend without passing a spending plan. A new poll by a Republican pollster gives Maryland Governor Larry Hogan a comfortable early edge over any of his potential Democratic rivals. Joe Burton is president of Burton Research and Strategies.
The governor, you know, he's got strong numbers with independents. Look, Maryland is a registered Democrat state, in terms of voter registrations. He has to do well with Democrats, and he doesn't necessarily have to win them, but he's basically tied with white Democrats, and that's a strong place for him to be.
And physicist Stephen Hawking has died. He was 76. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,007, the NASDAQ at 75.11. Sports sponsored by Timeshare Exiteam. The Wizards lose to the Timberwolves. College basketball wins at the NCAA tournament for Radford and St. Bonaventure. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win the win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If your timeshare no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-981-EXIT. That's 844-981-EXIT, or visit timeshareexitteam.com.
Are leaves and debris rotting in your gutters and damaging your home? Are your gutters clogged? Are you dreading another dangerous climb up that ladder? Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Belden's patented design prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutter while funneling water away from your home. Unlike screens or open gutters, Leaf Guard is a permanent solution. No clogs guaranteed. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit beldenradio.com for a free in-home consultation. A Belden project consultant will show you what's going on in your gutters. Plus, Leaf Guard is available in a variety of colors, and you get fast, professional installation in just one day. Belden Leaf Guard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. Right now, you'll save 13% on your entire Belden Leaf Guard system, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Belden Leaf Guard. Call now. A better home begins with Belden.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA-approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's InspireSleep.com.
Do you believe it takes a 6% real estate commission to sell your home? Neither do we. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $20 million in real estate commissions. So if you're looking to sell your home this spring, you really only have one choice to put more money in your pocket. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you through Southeast and coming out of the Capitol Heights area. If you take East Capitol Street, we always have the volume heading toward 295, but the extra delays this morning due to the crash reported inbound East Capitol Street before 295 right near Minnesota Avenue. So do watch in that stretch. If you're heading inbound on Burroughs Avenue, I don't have any problems reported there over to 295. Now, speaking of 295, southbound, right as you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway, right at the Maryland DC line at Eastern Avenue, new crash just reported. Still have our heavy delays coming through Riverdale and Chevrolet. Rush hour is on. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, problem this morning was in the HOV lanes on the HOV side of the 14th Street Bridge. Crash now cleared, but trying to ease out those HOV delays. Main line slow coming from Landmark to the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly day today. You factor in the wind, and boy, is it going to feel brisk out there. Temperatures in the mid-40s, winds gusting 25, 35 plus miles an hour. Increasing clouds, then cloudy early tonight. Windy early, then partly cloudy overnight, 31. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Vienna, 31 in Silver Spring, 32 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Well, good morning. Here's what's coming up on WMAL. How are things changing at the State Department with Rex Tillerson exiting? Eli Lake with Bloomberg will break it down for us at 8:05. And then all these investigations and the granular details, you know who's good at sorting them out? Sarah Carter, 8:35. She'll be with us right here on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
President Trump headed out to California to see the progress on building the wall.
That's right.
There are currently 8 prototypes that are sitting out. There's a section of each one done by 8 different companies. They built prototypes, so he went out to inspect them. They range from 18 to 30 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them are concrete walls. The other half are made from quote-unquote other materials. In total, they cost anywhere from $2.4 million to $4 million for American taxpayers. All right, the prototype. They are currently sitting on federal land in San Diego. Several contractors were awarded $300,000 to $500,000 for each prototype, all right? And they were built last year to help guide the construction because we want to see what it's going to be like first. Instead of looking at a drawing, the president goes, no, I want to actually see an actual prototype. So there are 8 of them, as I said, 8 prototypes there. And as of right now, we know there's no money to actually build the wall. The administration requested $18 billion over 10 years to construct about 700 miles along the southern border. That request was rejected by Congress, but the president is forging ahead. He tweeted out on Tuesday, according to the Center for Immigration Studies, the $18 billion wall will pay for itself by curbing the importation of crime, drugs, and illegal immigrants who tend to go on the federal dole. Let's hear what the president had to say when he was out there. He is hilarious. I just thought this was so funny, you know, because when the president's speaking without a script, sometimes without the teleprompter, he says some things that are funny, and I'm shocked the media has not jumped all over him for this, but I'll let you judge.
The round piece that you see up here, or you see more clearly back there, the larger it is, the better it is, because it's very hard to get over the top. It's really a deterrent from getting over the top. Who would think? But getting over the top is easy. These are like professional mountain climbers. They're incredible climbers. They can't climb some of these walls. Some of them they can.
Those are the walls we're not using. So we've determined that you guys have done a fantastic job. We've determined what to do. This way, when we build, we're not like saying, oh, gee, I wish we did it a different way. But if you didn't have it, you would have a tremendous problem. And even the walls they have now, they're not holding out. They're not holding up. And they're small, but they're really great compared to what they had before.
You know, it's interesting. One of the walls that has the rounded top, there are three walls that have a rounded top so that you can't straddle it. It's wide. So you can't just straddle it. You're going to slide over one side or the other. So if you're sliding from 30 feet up, you're probably going to hurt yourself. One of them almost looks like a giant comb or a pick of some kind, a hair pick. It's got the big rounded top, then it has a solid piece, and then it has what would be like the picks of the comb, the teeth of the comb,
almost
so that you can see
like bollards, basically.
Yeah, and the reason they have that is because the president wanted something that the Border Patrol could see through.
And that wall, they can get over very easily. These walls, they can't. But, you know, for the people that say no wall, if you didn't have walls over here, you wouldn't even have a country. You wouldn't even have a country. And by the way, the state of California is begging us to build walls in certain areas. They don't tell you that. And we said, no, we won't do it until we build the whole wall. But there are certain areas, as you know, where they're really wanting us to build a wall. And because the people are complaining, people are pouring in. So, you know, they don't talk about that. Well, I do have a preference. The problem is you have to have see-through. You have to know what's on the other side of the wall. And, I mean, a preference is something like that. The problem is you don't know what's on the other side of the wall. And if you don't know what's on, I mean, you could be 2 feet away from a criminal cartel and you don't even know they're there. Now, we have equipment to take care of that, x-ray equipment, etc., but if you're on that side of the wall, that's the hardest wall to scale. It's got a lot of assets. The problem is, tell them, what do you think about the importance of see-through?
When I have a see-through wall, sir, I know what's approaching the border before it approaches. We have great partners in Mexico with the law enforcement on that side. I can call them for assistance. I don't get the opportunity to get ahead of a threat if I can't see it approaching.
And what's the danger of not having the see-through?
When the steel metal fence behind us, we learned from that. And back in the 90s, we went in and actually cut in ports where we could see on the south side. We found that smugglers were using the fence to hide behind. And they were either rocking our agents or they were to acquire large groups of people or narcotics, and then they would just rush across the border quickly.
All right, so if they want a see-through wall, that takes out from the pictures all of the prototypes except two. Mm-hmm. And only one of them has a rounded top.
Right.
So it looks like, based on what the president is saying and what we're hearing here, that's going to be the winner. However, the president has said that sections of the wall will not be built until the whole wall is approved. He tweeted that out last year.
Right. Well, I tell you what, I've talked about this before. I've been to that border in San Diego. I've talked to the Border Patrol agents about the importance of having a see-through wall. You just heard from an agent there describing that. It is essential to the law enforcement personnel, the Border Patrol guys who straddle the border, who go between that Mexico wall, which is made up of old landing mats, and the American wall, which is a lot more put together, the one that's near San Diego, right? This is the San Ysidro crossing. So this is very important for them that they see through, because they are constantly being barraged by rock attacks, literally immigrants throwing rocks or Mexicans throwing rocks at Border Patrol agents and seriously wounding them. And I was looking up the date on it just to check it out, and I just noticed an article from Brownsville, Texas, a Border Patrol agent just days ago attacked with rocks and hospitalized for the very same reason. So people, this is the top of the story. People on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande threw rocks at U.S. Border Patrol agents responding to a drug smuggling attempt just last Thursday. They began hurling rocks at them, and we've seen in the past Border Patrol agents seriously injured in those attacks. They want to see through. They want to know what's coming.
Well, it looks like we're one step closer to getting that wall. 744 on WMAO.
This is my first time calling in. Thank you for taking my call.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I love these people.
Washington's Mall.
WMAO.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, selling your home, big decision. You know that. And that's why you need an agent whose first priority is you, a professional with the experience to get you that top dollar for what is likely your greatest financial asset. I suggest you call my friend Frank Prindle. Frank's system for selling homes creates so much more demand and gets homes sold so much faster and for more money than your average local agent. agent. It's true. Robert and Heidi, for instance, of Purcellville, purchased their new home before selling their existing property, putting them in sort of a fraught situation. They were working with another agent, and the home that sat unsold for months. That's when they turned to Frank. He generated multiple showings, sold the property over their asking price. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it himself, guaranteed. Frank's been endorsed by Sean Hannity. He's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C., and I proudly recommend Frank Prindle as well. So call the only agent that I'm going to call when I'm ready to sell my home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. 855-234-SOLD. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Let's get you in from the west. 66, it's been about the volume. The Greenway coming onto the toll road. Once you get onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston, definitely seeing it a bit heavier than normal. We had the earlier crash reported eastbound toll road near Beulah, but it looks like travel lanes now open there. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, HOV side, earlier accident gone, trying to recover in those HOV lanes with an unusual backup. Main lines really pretty much stop and go from Edsel Road to get into town onto the freeway. Inbound East Capitol Street before 295 at Minnesota Avenue for the crash. Latest problem getting into town right now, right at the Maryland DC line, is southbound 295 Kenilworth Avenue at Eastern Avenue for the crash. Watch coming out of Riverdale and Chevrolet, still quite slow through that area. Speaking of slow, Kenilworth Avenue, as you come down past a campus drive down toward River Road, that's where we have an accident. Watch for police direction. Again, that's on Kenilworth Avenue before you get down to East-West Highway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continued fairly windy today. A west-northwesterly breeze around, and that wind to the forecast here over the next few days really making it feel chilly. Average high this time of year in the mid-50s. Today, mid-40s. Windy with more clouds coming in later today. Tonight, cloudy early, partly cloudy later, down to 31 degrees. The wind's still gusty, especially early. We'll go through Thursday with gusty winds in the afternoon, a few clouds and sunshine, 52. And then colder again Friday. Windy, cloud, sun, highs low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 32 degrees at 7:40. In this traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, do tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
All right, about a month ago, I'm just going to give you a quick TikTok because there's new news on The View and Joy Behar as she's caught in the middle of a firestorm involving the Vice President of the United States. About a month ago, they were riffing on The View about Omarosa and what she said on Celebrity Big Brother regarding the fact that Mike Pence says that he speaks to Jesus. Well, that's when Joy Behar decided to mock him. Here's what it sounded like.
It's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you.
Exactly.
Okay, well,
that's different.
Illness, if I'm not correct.
Mental
My question
illness.
Is, can he talk to Mary Magdalene without his wife in the room?
To make it even more offensive. And then, because it wasn't offensive enough. And then Joy Behar, under pressure at that point from the public, I think a day or two later, comes back and tries to explain herself and says, hey, nobody lets comedians be comedians anymore.
The idea that this show is not tolerant of other people's religious beliefs, I find a little hard.
Also, to imply that I'm a Christian, I give money to the church.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I actually help Christians with my pocketbook. So I'm not insulting Christians.
And then again, she pointed out, whatever happened to being able to tell a joke? Come on, comedians are under attack. Oh, I see. Political correctness is the reason that you're not able to get away with this. Meanwhile, the Vice President of the United States, very troubled by this. We heard this week that Bob Iger from Disney, that they compelled Joy to have this talk. I guess she spoke with the Vice President of the United States, apologized to him. The Vice President responding, don't just apologize to me. Here's what he said on Hannity this week.
I said to Joy, of course I forgive you. That's part of my faith experience. But I did encourage her, and I'm still encouraging her, to use the forum of that program or some other public forum to apologize to tens of millions of Americans who were equally offended.
who were equally offended. There are many, many of whom were, sincerely. And yesterday, we get this from Joy Behar.
So I think Vice President Pence is right. I was raised to respect everyone's religious faith, and I fell short of that. I sincerely apologize for what I said.
Okay.
So there you have it. So if you were a Christian who was offended by Joy Behar and you heard what she said yesterday, do you forgive her? Tweet us at WMALDC. Let us know. Do you forgive Joy Behar for this? Because I think a lot of Christians were offended by what they heard.
Listen, you're supposed to forgive as a Christian. You're supposed to forgive. As Sean Hannity said last night, two nights ago when speaking with the vice president, I'm not that good. I occasionally will tune into The View, especially just to hear Meghan McCain try to fight these people off, because I think she's very good at it. I don't buy that that was a genuine apology at all, because she wouldn't have said it if she didn't believe it.
When you get the CEO of your company getting asked questions at a shareholder meeting about your behavior, chances are the executives are in touch.
You know, I never would have joked about that, because even as a quote-unquote comedian, like, and this is the other thing, is that Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar, you will always hear them say, it's a joke, we're comedians. Comedians, the same rules don't apply to them. And I don't buy that. I'm sorry, but wrong is wrong, and whether you're a comedian or not.
Yeah.
It's 531, 751. Wow.
Man.
On
comedians can't get away with anything these days.
751.
Imagine Rome, Florence, and Barcelona in one vacation. The Travel Store, who handles Chris Plant's listener cruises, is offering this world-class 7-day Mediterranean cruise aboard Regent Seven Seas All Suite Voyager on July 2nd. It's a terrific value that includes almost everything in one fare. You'll be sailing from Monte Carlo to Barcelona, stopping at Antibes, France, Florence, and Rome. The French and Spanish islands of Corsica, Menorca, and Ibiza. And included in the fare, free beverages throughout the ship, including alcoholic and soft drinks, free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, free prepaid gratuities. Plus, you'll receive a $300 per suite shipboard credit. Call the Travel Store at 1-800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. Don't wait. Call 800-777-6540.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
It is now 7:53. So you got that right. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Contessa Brewer with the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mary. Well, after late-day Dow and S&P sell-off, Wall Street futures this morning are positive across the board, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. The number of people refinancing their mortgages fell again last week and now sits at the lowest in a decade. The average interest rate on 30-year fixed home loans is at a four-year high of almost 4.7%. The White House is working on new trade tariffs with China, sources tell CNBC, and China is the largest supplier of goods to the United States. New tariffs would target tech and telecom products, and also on the list, some investment restrictions and possible new visa restrictions on Chinese visitors coming to the U.S. Shares of Signet Jewelers are down 7% this morning. The owner of Zales, K Jewelers, and others just reported quarterly results, and same-store sales were lower. Toys R Us may file liquidation papers today, according to CNBC sources, as it struggles in bankruptcy. That would be an end of an era. Netflix is reportedly working on a news show to rival the iconic 60 Minutes on CBS. I'm Contessa Brewer, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Mary?
You know, a recent study, actually. Hold, stand by for a second.
Oh, this is mine. Thank you. Well, let's talk about Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Mike McKay looks so shocked right now. Well, you know, everybody knows I should go to the dentist every 6 months, right? You know, just make sure there isn't something growing in there. And if there is a little cavity, you catch it before it becomes a problem. But you know what? Most of us, we ignore that because fear of the unknown. You're afraid of what the dentist is going to find out. You're afraid of what it's going to take to correct. At least that's what kept me from going to the dentist. I've talked to other people, all the same fear. I kept putting it off. I knew it had been too long, and I was like, I don't want to go now because now I'm afraid there's a big problem. So I went and I spoke to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They know you don't want to see them, and they think that that's perfectly okay. During your first new patient visit, you're going to have a discussion with them. They will tell you everything that they're going to do during your exam. After your exam, they lay everything out for you and you plan your treatment together so you're in control. There is no fear of the unknown. If you're still anxious, they understand. They can give you something to take before your appointment. And if you're downright afraid, you can literally sleep through your appointment. So they take the unknown out of dentistry. So do your mouth a favor. Make it happy. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, let's get you in on the toll road 267 heading through Herndon, Reston, and up toward Hunter Mill Road. That seems to be the breakaway point, continuing beyond up through to the Beltway. Had the earlier crash reported near Beulah on 66. It had been just about the volume delays, but now looks like in the backup right near Business 234. Fender Bender reported, so crews on their way to check it out. Accident on the shoulder for you on 95 northbound before you get into Woodbridge, before 123, so a little bit of an attention grabber there. In case you missed it, in the HOV lanes, we had the crash on the HOV bridge span of the 14th Street Bridge. It's been cleared, but quite slow still for everyone getting to and across the bridge into town. Southeast-Southwest Freeway lanes are open. No problems to report right now if you're heading 295 south. Earlier crash near Eastern, that was cleared from the travel lanes in that stretch. No problems on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway heading there. Update sponsored by Debt Hotline. Are you buried in credit card debt or student loan debt? Learn how to reduce your debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice. 800-471-0216. 800-471-0216. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly day today. You factor in the wind. And boy, is it going to feel brisk out there. Temperatures in the mid-40s. Winds gusting 25, 35 plus miles an hour. Increasing clouds. Then cloudy early tonight. Windy early. Then partly cloudy overnight. 31. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 32 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
Retirement is on your mind. You're thinking about it more than ever. Perhaps it's fast approaching. Maybe you've just retired. Either way, you know you're going to live a long time, and that means your money will have to last a long time, too. But have you told your money that? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. You might be ready for a long, happy retirement, but is your money designed to last as long as you do? You can find out for free. At Edelman Financial, for a limited time, you can get a free retirement review from our experienced financial planners. You'll see if you have enough money to last your entire retirement. To get your free retirement review, visit edelmanfinancial.com/review. It's a special limited time offer, so act now. Visit edelmanfinancial.com/review. Do it today. Be retirement confident. EdelmanFinancial.com/review.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
America's farmers are the most productive in the world, exporting more than $100 billion worth of products annually. In fact, exports account for 20% of all farm revenue in the U.S. Free trade is essential to maintaining the strength of our agriculture economy. But some in Washington now support policies that would restrict trade. That would be devastating to farms across the country. Michelle Erickson-Jones is a fourth-generation Montana farmer.
We raise cereal grains, oilseeds,
feeds alfalfa, and we also have a small cow-calf operation. We're very optimistic about the economy under President Trump. However, we're very concerned about the trade policies from Washington. We depend on free trade policies to maintain our export markets. Crops that we grow here on this farm are exported across the globe. Policies that restrict trade would be devastating for farms like ours.
President Trump, keep our economy strong. Protect free trade. Learn more at farmersforfreetrade.com. Paid for by Farmers for Free Trade.
Scratch It Rich is back at MGM National Harbor with up to $7 million in prizes, which means you can scratch it richer than ever before. Now until May 27th, you can play Scratch It Rich to win the hottest gadgets in tech, a one-of-a-kind spa or dining experience, free play, and more. Simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come Scratch It Rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Oh, Eli Lake's going to join us in the next hour, and we're going to talk about what's exactly happening at the State Department and how is it going to change with Mike Pompeo taking the reins.
And Sarah Carter, she has the inside scoop as always. She's going to give it to us 8 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. With several absentee, provisional, and military ballots yet to be counted, Democrat Conor Lamb is declaring victory in Pennsylvania's closely watched special congressional election.
The two candidates, now that all of the ballots are in, are divided by just 0.2%. We just got a new batch of votes. Lamb is still leading with 641 votes, but from our understanding, Saccone could still pull it out in those remaining votes.
Correspondent Alex Marquardt. Fox News is being sued by the family of a murdered Democratic National Committee staffer. Seth Rich's parents, Joel and Mary Rich, are also suing two Fox News employees over the now-retracted story linking Seth Rich to WikiLeaks data dump of DNC emails. Their lawsuit claims that Fox acted, quote, with disregard for the truth and for the obvious harm that their actions would cause the Riches. Many students from our area will be taking part this morning in that nationwide demonstration.
The kids are leaving their classrooms this morning as part of a national effort to take a stand after the Parkland, Florida school shooting. Some of the students will be heading to the National Mall, where Taylor Houston with the group Pride Fund says the groups will start outside the White House.
They're going to turn their backs to the White House and stand for 17 minutes for a moment of silence.
Other school districts are allowing kids to walk out to a designated place on school property. The decision on whether to penalize students who walk out varies by school system. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Republican pollster in Maryland says Governor Larry Hogan has a comfortable early edge over any of his potential Democratic rivals. Jim Burton is president of Burton Research and Strategies.
One of the points here to make is the committed vote, meaning the people who are definitely voting for one candidate or the other. And the governor's numbers, he's got a 39% committed vote, which is twice as high as Rashearn Baker's at 18%. When it's above 30%, the committed vote, it's strong. People feel passionate about it.
Burton says the data shows that Hogan's message is resonating with Maryland voters. Virginia has long opposed any form of gambling, but now one bill's passage this session might signal a changing tide.
The shuttered Colonial Downs horse racetrack outside Richmond's getting new life with slots.
I think creates an opening, and it sends the message that at least Virginia's open to considering these kinds of things.
State Senator Scott Surville says years of opposition to casinos in the Commonwealth might be coming to an end, especially with MGM right across the river now at National Harbor.
It's sucking $150 million-plus in revenue a year out of Virginia into Maryland.
He says gaming's biggest opponent is gone in former House Speaker Bill Howell. And the General Assembly's getting a bit younger.
I think some older conservative members might view it differently than younger conservative members.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Angela Merkel has been sworn in for a fourth term as Chancellor of Germany after lawmakers voted to re-elect her as leader in a close vote this morning. The world has lost an intellectual giant. Physicist Stephen Hawking has died at age 76.
For more than three decades, he was a professor at Cambridge University's Department of Applied Mathematics and Theoretical Physics, specializing in the study of black holes, and revered considered as a member of the academic elite.
Correspondent Matthew Chance. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,007, the NASDAQ at 75.11. Sports, another late game collapse by the Wizards costs them as they lose to Minnesota. College basketball, Radford and St. Bonaventure win at the NCAA tournament. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both win. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon.
Okay, let's play that game.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
This is fun stuff.
Details at WMAL.com.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Save big, up to $3,000 on Samsung Big Screen 4K UHD TVs. Save big on every last overstock and floor sample. Plus, as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. The Big Screen Store. Locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is the 78-inch curved Samsung 4K TV. Exclusively from the Big Screen Store. It's smart. It's ultra high def. And it's curved. Just like the movie theaters. Without a doubt, this is the most incredible buy we have ever made. It came out at almost $5,000. But because we bought all that Samsung could give us, they're just $19.99. And it still has the Big Screen Store's famous double warranty. Boom! Only at the Big Screen Store.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank. While technology allows us to be everywhere you need to be, our focus is on you. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Braddock Road. You're in a lineup here coming eastbound heading toward the Beltway. But the delay does not go the entire trip to the Beltway. Just goes to Wakefield Chapel. That's the scene of the crash. So inbound Braddock Road, a little extra time needed. Now north on 95 as you come out of the Springfield area, heavy onto each loop of the Beltway. The outer loop just as you pass Eisenhower Avenue. Inner loop in through Annandale. And then the next set of delays, really just from the Georgetown Pike to the American Legion Bridge. Wilson Bridge backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Now, here's what's happening on the top side of the Beltway. Earlier crash was minor, quickly to the shoulder at University Boulevard. Now the backups